Happy holidays, everyone, and welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, the VIP. It's me, the host, Rick Fox. And because I was mandated by the organization to take the last 2 weeks of the year off, mainly because of the insane amount of pressure, torture, and just sheer bullying that I put on the team that we have on the VIP. They needed it to recuperate so we can hit you guys hard with a nice season for 2020. I'm joking, of course, but man, I couldn't be more appreciative of my team, Madison and Ellen and Dylan. Everyone that works on this has done an amazing job. They've sunk their hearts into this. So we did come up with something for your listening pleasure in the meantime before we come back in 2020, and it's a best of. We've grabbed two episodes over the next 2 weeks that had the most interaction, the best listens, and just people with positive stuff that they were saying about the episode. So this week, I am happy but not also happy to give credit to these guys because I know I'll never hear the end of it. But it's my friends over at Agency Revolution, Justin Lair, Tim Robinson, and Dave Morton. It was a recording that we did early. We did it in Ohio when we were together there at the Accelerate Conference. But a great listen. They give great information, good people. Happy holidays, everybody. Dylan, say happy holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays, everyone.
And we will see you in 2020. But listen up. Here it comes. Don't forget to subscribe.
Like, review, comment. Everything, get out there to be the best gift that we could get for the holidays, guys.
Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, the VIP. I am live at Accelerate 2019. We are recording with the team from Agency Revolution. For those of you that don't know, Agency Revolution is the company I came from. Love these guys like brothers, except for Justin. Also, they have a lot of knowledge about the industry, a lot of knowledge about the independent agent channel, and I think will be some good insight for everybody here. So let me do a quick intro. This is a different thing that we haven't done in the past, which is have multiple people in the same room. It feels almost like a fraternity party in here, but should be fun. So we have Justin Lair. He leads the enterprise team at Agency Revolution. Justin, welcome.
Thank you, Rick.
We've got Dave Morton, who is the senior director of Agency Revolution, kind of runs the whole thing, especially now that I'm not there, except I really didn't do anything anyway there while we were there, right, Dave?
That's right, Rick. Yeah, thanks for having us.
And then we brought in the heavy hitter. We brought in Tim Robinson, who is the COO of FMG Suite, which is the parent company to Agency Revolution. He was instrumental in the acquisition. For those that don't know, Agency Revolution was acquired almost 2 years ago now, and I think that it's been a really, really good fit. FMG Suite is automation marketing as well, but from the financial advisor side. So Tim will have some good insight. Welcome, Tim.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, so I think the best way to start, and you guys just jump in, we probably cut each other off, whatever, but just talk to me a little bit about it. So every day, you're talking agents all day long, independent agents. You know what's going on in the marketplace. Let's just talk about, insights that you see and things, trends, things that are happening. I'll just throw it over. Whoever wants to go, just go.
Yeah, I think the exciting thing about the independent channel right now is that there's a lot of movement in technology and there's a lot of change that's happening, but the independent channel is staying strong. And the independent channel is going to continue to thrive if we, as the channel, start to evolve the way we're delivering the value proposition to consumers.
So, and even listening to Amy today at the keynote, she brought up a really good point. Like, Accelerate's the name of the conference, and right now agencies, they're just accelerating forward, and they're trying to see that growth, and they're trying to build a plan. How do we actually accommodate the consumer? What are we doing to create these relationships that we, used to with 200 clients and now we've got 2,500 clients? So I think that's a pretty cool space to be in for the independent channel right now.
I agree. And I think, you know, there was a podcast that we just did recently where one of the main topics was innovation. And I think that's kind of what you're saying, right, Justin? It's talking about not only just technology innovation, but innovation within the industry, within the agency itself. Tim, you want to jump in on this?
Yeah, I think it's very similar to what we've seen in the financial advisory space. There's a real shift in the expectations of both advisors and agents, as well as their clients. And you have to be thinking of a more holistic plan or more holistic solution so that you can stay front and center. Just going out and going to a cocktail party and trying to find new clients doesn't cut it. So you need to make sure that you're constantly staying in contact with your current clients as well as seeking new clients.
And I think it's important for Tim to kind of give a little perspective. So Tim is, as we mentioned, new to the industry, just about 2 years in right now. Tell us a little bit about what you thought coming in, what you found, and what you kind of see, either, you know, things that people aren't seeing because you're looking at it through a different lens, or just your perspective on that coming from outside the industry. Because, you know, Justin here he was an agent for 7-8 years. Now he's been AR for 4 or 5 years. Dave's family has been in the insurance business for 50 years. I've been doing this since I was, you know, since I was 5 years old. You're the new guy. So that's a perspective. I'm sure you heard a lot, you know, even through probably diligence and stuff like that. But tell us about, you know, kind of what you see, what you saw, and what you think.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, that's one of the things that we really love about the Agency Revolution team and working with you, Rick, initially was the amount of expertise that exists within the organization, the fact that the product and the platform was really grown from within the industry, right, with a real keen focus on how to make independent agents successful. And what I've seen is that on the FMG suite side of things, where we serve as the financial advisors, there's a lot of similarities, but then there's also some pretty unique differences. But the really interesting thing is that when we look at it, they're not that much different. They're small business owners that are trying to provide for the families, make a great livelihood for themselves, and generate value, right? Generate what I would call enterprise value for their organization, for their business, to ultimately realize
that. Tell me more about that. Tell me about that. So
when I look at it, these independent agencies are trying to generate more premiums, right? Mm-hmm. Which means more revenue for the business. And ultimately, that's going to lead towards an exit for the business owner. You could either go and sell to another agency.
Acquisition.
Right? Acquisition mm-hmm. route. Or you could sell it to maybe another family member.
Perpetuation.
Maybe an employee mm-hmm. as well. And ultimately, the more policy value that you have within the agency, or the more revenue, however you want to look at it, ultimately derives more value, because you're just going to ascribe some value, some multiple, to either one of those. And that's going to provide a greater outcome for the owner.
And I brought this up on other podcasts. I think, again, this is their one thing is this business. And acquisition partners, anybody that's looking to come in and maybe make you that offer, if you have operational efficiency, if you have great retention, if you have technology in place that works,
right,
and everything is smooth, that multiple goes up, so you make more money.
That's right. You can get a valuation on revenue or a valuation on your profitability or EBITDA. And ideally, if you can get to a sweet spot where you can get to a similar overall valuation point based on a multiple on either, you're going to do that through the efficiencies that you're talking about, which is great processes, having the right people on the team, but most importantly, having a platform, a technology platform to support you in all your efforts.
And I think a good kind of segue there is I know these guys really well. We're friends. We went to dinner last night. You know, we text, we send them pictures to each other. But the good part about that is that I know the way that you guys think. And I think if I go over to Justin, by the way, Justin, I was just kidding when I said that at the beginning, I think you're an okay guy. But Justin has a really cool perspective because Justin was an agent. He worked on the sales team, just, you know, talking every minute, every day to independent agents at Agency Revolution. And now he runs the enterprise team, which is where he's working with associations and networks, which is kind of some of the same people I'm talking to. And so Justin, talk about, kind of your take on, let's talk a little bit about Agency Revolution and not necessarily your company, but what AR does around automating processes, which goes to what Tim was talking about, which is operational efficiency. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think on the association side, associations and bigger groups are bringing a lot to the table for these small, maybe medium-sized agencies that haven't thought about some of the marketing aspects. They don't have a marketing person in-house. They don't have someone that's writing content. They don't have campaigns that are already built. And now you've got someone coming to the table for you with this buying power, such as an association or a big group like this, saying, hey, we want to provide more value as a whole, which in turn provides more value for their carriers, provides more value for everybody. And you're also treating your clients in a way that they should be used to being treated. If you think about the consumer, you want to have that relationship. You want to be having these little points of delight, as we've called it throughout the years.
Yep.
I think we've said that for probably 10, 15 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have these little points of delight that we can send out to our clients. But when you're a small to medium-sized agent, you're working on the sales side of it. So you haven't put these little aspects into play. And that's where I see the associations, the groups, these bigger organizations coming to the table and saying, hey, we want to provide this for our agents.
And I think it's interesting because if you're a smaller shop, and let's say even by smaller, I mean 10, 12 employees, you're fighting the good fight, but you're fighting against a bunch of larger agencies, just on any given piece of business. You're fighting against that buying power that they have, whether that's more appointments, more access to markets, and things like networks and associations, even that playing field a little, because you get an opportunity as a smaller agency to work and have access, get access to those markets you might not have, access to resources and expertise that you might not today have in your agency. Dave, your dad was an agent for 50 years at a pretty large firm in Northern California. So you were around it your whole life. It's a lifestyle business. That part hasn't changed, but that doesn't mean we can't tie in the operational efficiency to making our business stronger. So talk to me about what you think, because I think your perspective on the future of the industry is it's not unique, but it could be very impactful for people listening.
Yeah, I think, one thing to talk about with my dad and growth is that I think is really fascinating. I think it's still possible today. He went to work as an underwriter at a large carrier for 1 year and then transferred over to a small independent insurance agency. There was 4 employees when he joined that firm. So 50 years later, fast forward, and there's now 450 employees.
Wow.
They're doing well over $100 million in revenue.
Wow.
So I think that kind of growth story is the opportunity that all of the agents that we work with today still have in front of them. So we've just gotten through a period of time where everybody thought, okay, the independent agent is going away because there's all these new technology plays that are coming in. And the independent channel has survived all that.
Right.
And so now it's an opportunity to leverage that technology and change the game so that you can build scale and grow to that level, right?
So if you talk to a typical agent, I mean, let me just throw out some kind of catchphrases that I always hear. Oh, we're too busy. We're a referral business. We like to communicate with our customers one-to-one. We call everybody. How do you break those? Everybody says that, and no one actually probably at the heart of their being believes it because they're not doing it. I remember it's like, well, what are you doing to welcome new people to your agency? Oh, I don't know what we're doing. Like that could be a real viable answer. So talk about how, we keep, I don't want to keep using catchphrases like leverage technology, right? That's a real easy way to say nothing. So let's talk about, you know, where you got, I mean, this is, can be very focused on what we know AR does, which is automates processes. It doesn't have to be AR, it could be anything. But in this case, Agency Revolution does a very good job of automating processes to make people's days at their job easier and to build deeper relationships. Is that pretty spot on? I know it is because I used to work there. But yeah, would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Did I say what you guys do? Yeah, thanks. That's great.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that affirmation too.
Yes, thank you. I'll start off and I'll let these guys fill in. But I think what we see is it's part of an overall strategy, right? There's not any single strategy to be there's not any single piece to be successful in running and growing your business, but it is a piece of an overall strategy. So it's basically covering the things that you should be doing, just table stakes or whatever you want to use. But then it actually frees you up so you can be doing more of those one-off, one of those more personable communications. It frees you up to do things so that you could continue to evolve your business in whatever direction that you want to, or you can take the extra time on the golf course.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, every business owner has their own perspective on, you know, what they envision their business to be, and adding some of these automated things, adding efficiency to the processes, gives them more capacity to do other things with their time.
And isn't it true, though, you could probably spend more time on the golf course if you were using technology more wisely? I mean,
Absolutely.
Isn't that fair to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dave, do you want to jump in?
Yeah, I think real concrete point here, just kind of bringing it down a level, is you mentioned referral businesses. My team talks to agency owners all day long. Every single agency owner says, hey, this is a referral business. And then the next question is, okay, what are you doing to maximize referrals in your existing book? And it's signed.
Dead. Crickets. Yeah,
so you can, you know, that there's a process. So even though it's a referral business, you can put a process around how to maximize referrals from your existing clients. There's certain times in a client's life cycle where they are telling your agency that they like you. Mm-hmm. They buy their first policy, they add to another policy to an existing relationship, they renew their policies. Why not put something in place to ask for a referral every single time one of those events happens?
So you could do that as a manual process by just, you know, every renewal we do something, we call, we email,
right.
We do something like that. Or you can, quote, leverage technology,
right.
Things like marketing automation software like Agency Revolution that ties into, integrates to the system, into their management system, and have those things happening behind the scenes, but still feel very personal. So like, think about, like, so what would you say, Dave, what's a good amount of touch points in a year that any agency should have from a perspective of being a thought well of customer or a client? And how many times should an agency be reaching out based on your expertise?
Yeah, I mean, so there's a couple of different things here. If you're just sending a blast message to everybody in your book, that provides very little value. But if you're targeting that message to a specific individual, now that touch point actually means something. And so what we found with our customer base is the clients of ours that are touching their clients with meaningful communication that are individualized to that particular client, 9 to 12 times per year, are seeing a tremendous amount of increase in the retention rates.
Yeah.
And there's a stat that Safeco recently put out that even would suggest you can increase that relationship with your clients by even doubling that amount. So
wow.
It's way more than most people.
Okay,
in
so,
our industry.
So if you're listening to this podcast right now and you're reaching out at renewal and that's it, you're not doing your job. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you're not. It is.
Well, and we kind of talk about job, and I'm going to take it two steps back because even Tim said personal communication. You said personal touch. What if we're just communicating and using automation to actually show we care?
Yeah, I agree.
Because we all got into this business because it's a relationship business. We love chatting with people. We love helping them out. And I think that's a big thing that we forget as we grow and we get larger. How do we actually scale that ability to care about our customers.
Spot on.
And it comes more than just, you know, I was joking with the guys before this of just like hiring the right people, right? I talk to agents all day long who say, oh, I've got the best customer service in the world. Well, I hope so, because you're not going to hire someone that's a horrible hire.
Right.
You know, you're not going to be in business for long.
Although we all have at one point or another. Right,
yeah.
Dave?
Yeah. And so let's hire good people, but also let's put tools in their, you know, in their court that allow them to care about their clients. I mean, from personal experience, I had clients that were on my books for 2-3 years, and it was just like, oh wow, he's still okay. I haven't talked to him in a long time. And I think the average agent kind of goes through that, where it's a small bot policy, it's a, you know, home but no auto, it's something that's not packaged, you're not seeing them at the golf course. What type of value or care are you showing those clients? And I think when you start leveraging technology, such as something as Agency Revolution or something where you're actually reaching out, you're not only going to see the referrals go up, but you're also going to see the retention, because now your clients actually see that you are different from the person down the street.
And what does that do? Like, so I think an old study was 60% of insureds felt like once they wrote that initial check, they never heard from their agent again. So if I'm a regular consumer today and I'm watching any number of sporting events on television, I'm seeing 15 Geico commercials. And if I see Flo one more time, I'm going to rip all my hair out. But so what you're saying here, Justin, just so I understand it, is even if I'm not picking up the phone and calling, or I'm sitting down and typing an email, they want that there's value in just an email or a piece of valued information that's going out to them on behalf of the person in the agency that they talk to. And there's value there to add to that relationship, even if it's not, I mean, it's personal, but not personal. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dave, you want to jump in there?
Yeah. I mean, I think going back to what agents tell us all the time, they say, you know, the thing that differentiates our agency is that we have great customer service. But when we dig in a little bit deeper, we find that they're just being reactive.
Yeah. They're happy on the phone when someone calls in.
Right.
Yeah.
If I need to make a change to my policy, I can call any agency. They're going to have a friendly, knowledgeable person that's going to help me get that change done. But if I'm the type of client that pays my premiums, doesn't file any claims, arguably your most profitable client, I might not ever hear from your agency. And to your point, yeah, I'm watching a basketball game, like the Warriors winning last night.
Here we go.
Mr. Warrior over here.
Here we go.
And his entire sales team just rolled over.
Have to air this tomorrow.
I see 7 to 10 insurance commercials telling me to save money, not in a year, in a single 2-hour
minute.
Event. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess it's 15 minutes, right? That's 15 minutes to save 15%. Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I've got a personal example that I think is relevant. So I've got, Allstate, right, as my insurance.
Come on now.
I hesitate to admit it. That hurts. But I have a pretty complicated portfolio, right? I've got some investment properties. I've got the house we live in, vehicles, power sports. So I've got really lucrative.
Yeah. A 200-foot yacht.
That's on order, so I don't have it. But I literally emailed, right, because I'm traveling, like, oh, I need to ask something about one of the rental property policies. Prior an email, I get an automated response back, and it says, we value your business. It normally would come back from my agent, but it was an autoresponder. And that's kind of odd. So I go and look, and my agent passed away.
Oh my gosh.
And had never been informed, never got a response. So it's like I'm on an island, right? So I had an agent that I'd had for about 22
wow.
years, no inclination that anything had changed in their business. And obviously, I mean, that's a significant event,
but
just kind of left on an island. And that was a trigger point for me to start shopping.
Either right. that or working with the agency.
Or yeah, right, exactly.
Independent channels.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm a little bullheaded sometimes. So 2 years in, and they've kind of got me over that finish line. So
thank you, finally.
So if there are any referrals for a good independent, I'm open to it.
Yeah. So just call Tim Robinson.
Just call Tim Robinson.
I'll give you his cell number at the end. So I think we're onto a good topic there that I want to tie into how that works. So I'm sure there's somebody out there listening that's going, that sounds great. That sounds like a lot of work. So this is when we're going to keep saying it, and then we're going to talk about it, which is leveraging technology. Companies like my company, Vertifor, companies like the guys I'm talking to today from Agency Revolution, if they have open architecture and you can use API, you don't need to know what these things mean, or you might know more about them than I do. Either way, if you have the kind of technology that talks to each other, I know your software will do all of this work without anybody doing anything other than setting it up. I mean, in the beginning, you must set up what you want to happen and you must monitor it. But renewals, a newsletter that goes out, a cross-sell campaign, things like that you in your agency every day are like, okay, I'm worried about renewals. I'm worried about if I can cross-sell and I've got to get new business. Okay, all of those things. Is there a way to have that happen behind the scenes? Yes, there is. The reason I bring it up, this isn't a commercial for marketing automation or for Agency Revolution. It's a commercial for using open architecture and tying your technologies together to make it make sense. Talk to me about that, Dave.
Yeah, I think the way that things are changing right now, it's if you go to one provider to do everything, that provider is not going to be able to change fast enough to be able to be excellent in every single category. And the companies that are forward thinking, not just in insurance, but in other industries, right. You look at Salesforce.com, you look at other industries, the ones that are doing really great and providing the most value for their customers are the ones with open architecture that can partner with other technologies. Like the Orange Partner Program that Vertifor has going right now is phenomenal. And so there's things that innovative technology companies are doing, like forms automation, marketing automation, other types of things.
E-signatures.
Yeah. That other companies can do better because they're focused on it.
Yeah.
And so the right idea is to partner and keep it open.
Yeah, and one of the reasons, again, I've said this before, I love you guys. I had a great time working with you. But one of the reasons I came to Vertifor is because the strategy now is so much about we're either going to have it here for you that's going to be great, or we're going to partner with somebody that's going to make it even greater because that's what they do. So anybody listening in, the Orange Partner Program is a great way to find other resources for technology. Agency Revolution is in the Orange Partner Program. I think just a quick, like, let me just go down a different road here because I'd like to talk. We're here in Cincinnati, Ohio, live at Accelerate, although this will be a recording, so we're live. It won't be live when we have it posted. Let's talk a little bit about this show and shows in general. I think, you know, Justin's probably been to 100 shows. Dave, you've probably been to close to that many. Tim, you've been to some as well. Talk about the value of the show, what agents should be doing in shows. Talk about this show. I mean, so far, this show to me has been fantastic. Maybe a little biased, but overall, pretty cool. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I'll step in and then pass the mic around.
Yeah, good.
But I've been in the software industry for probably about 20, 25 years. And one of the things that I recognize here is there's a real passion when you get the users together, as opposed to maybe a more traditional, hey, let's go to Orlando so we can go to Disney and tie in some business. The thing I love about this is you can absolutely see the passion both from the Vertifor staff as well as the participants. And I think that's great. That's a true testament to the quality of the product and the solution.
And that's good perspective coming from somebody who's been to a lot of different industries.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that if you're here or if you're thinking of coming to the next one, your peers are a great wealth of knowledge and, you know, a lot of learnings can come from that. But then also having the ability to meet with a specialist on these platforms, come with your questions, you know, even if you are afraid to ask, don't bring it up, right? This is what I'm trying to accomplish. How do I do it? even if you don't know how to clearly articulate it in a technical manner. So I think that's the big takeaway.
I agree.
So I love going to shows like this. Some of my favorite events are actually NetView chapter events. Yeah. I love going to those. But if you think of a NetView chapter event, you get something on a real personal level, but you don't get it on that like global level.
Right.
And when you come to an event like this, it's cool. Like I was talking to Dave Clausen, and mm-hmm. he was telling me there's only two things that you do in an insurance agency, and that's service, customer service, and marketing.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Sales is missing in that.
That's true.
But I would have never heard that if I wasn't at a show like this one. You know, we're talking to like Ryan Dietz from Assurex Global. Him and I were having a conversation, and the technology that he brings up is mind-blowing to me,
right?
Because I would have never thought about it coming from the insurance side. But now I get to go to this, you know, large event, larger than the NetView chapters. I get to meet some of the people that I've met at these awesome chapters around the nation. And we get to come together and actually like put all of this process in place. And I think that's probably the overall arching theme, is a process and a procedure for everything.
And I think you get that kind of that camaraderie, that industry thing that happens at these big shows. Justin hit a great point, which is the chapters, the local things that are also going on. Don't sleep on those, because that's a tighter network. That's a great resource for people. You know, we talked about networks and associations, NetView chapters, whatever you might be a part of, to become more active in that. I've always said, and you guys have heard me say this a million times, that we get so busy stuff working in our business that we don't spend time working on our business. And that's true here as well. Come to these shows and go to the chapter, like do things that are actively helping you better your agency. Dave, you look like you had something to add to that. Or if you didn't, I can talk, because I don't have any problem doing that.
I've heard you talking a lot, Rick, in my life. A lot of input.
It was tough to get these guys in a room, just so you know. We had to bribe them with libations.
No, I think you nailed it on the head. It's like, you know, when you're...
Wait, what did you say? I didn't hear it. Did you say I nailed it?
I think you said...
Don't admit it. Run away.
Yeah. Hit the nail on the head.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't care about this.
We can add it right
now. Rick used to be my boss of this reflex of kissing his ass.
Pass on to me.
Yeah. So what I was saying was, you're working in your business, and this gives you an opportunity to, you have to remove yourself from your normal environment to think differently than you do when you're in your office. You can't just shut the door. The problems are always there. At an event like this, you're able to have a beer with a colleague or somebody that owns an agency across town or in a different state, and bring up their problems and talk about them and come up with fresh solutions.
Well, I think, you know, again, Tim being newer to the industry, but the rest of us here, you know, you see people at these shows you haven't seen for a while, and it's great. It's great to run into people, and so the social part is also very important. It's fun. I mean, it's insurance people know how to have a good time, so it ends up being a very impactful work meeting, and then a lot of fun to go with it. So I think the city of Cincinnati has been great. I think Accelerate so far has been awesome. You guys doing a good job on your booth. I want to kind of, let's put a bow on a few things and then kind of get you guys out of here. Let's talk a little bit about, Justin, you and I were having a conversation, it might have been at dinner last night. We're talking about different ways to be out in front of clients, prospects, you know, using technology, things like that. We talked a little bit about email, social, different ways to do that. Justin, you have an opinion, and I think there were some stats around it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting. I was actually listening to a different podcast, and
not as good as this one.
Not as good as this one. Especially the voice coming from this one. Rick Fox in particular is the best. He paid me to say that. But I was listening to a podcast, and it was from Adobe, and they were saying 83% of consumers prefer to have brand communication via email. And so it's interesting, because you think about how are we actually communicating our brand? Because even as a 3 to 5 person insurance agency, you have a brand, you have a legacy to leave, you know, whether that's the perpetuation, going out to your family or whatnot. But let's build our brand and let's utilize that and let's utilize email to do that because the stats are there and it's proven.
Yeah.
And it's something simple too. It's not something of just, I'm going to put together this 12 piece step. It's let's start with a welcome kit. Mm-hmm. Let's make it two thank yous. Let's start with a birthday.
With our branding on it.
Let's get a renewal process in place. Because even just having those five steps makes you five times different than the guy down the street.
Right. You know, whose hair's on fire and hasn't taken the time because he's so busy in his business that he's not working on his business.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think the other piece that you kind when you look at that, you think, okay, email's important. I get it. My people are emailing all day. Again, using technology to have that working behind the scenes is an important thing. I do think we should spend just a couple minutes on social because I know one of Agency Revolution's main components is the ability to not only help with the social, but also to schedule social so that it's working, you know, and using content. I think people get buried behind, I don't even know what to do on social. Like, how do I be social? And you go to an agency and or you go to an agency's website or the Facebook page and there's the last blog post or the last post was from 3 years ago. Let's talk about how important social can be. And I want to say this because we've talked about it today, which is, well, we're a referral agency. Okay, that's great. But today's referral is different than it was 5 years ago because I count Dave as a friend. Dave tells me I should talk to this person about something. I'm still going to the internet and checking them out. And if I go to their website, it looks like it was built in 1995 and their last post on the anything social was from 2014. I'm probably, even though Dave told me that this was a good, that this was a referral, I'm probably not going there. So you have to validate the referral, which I don't think you have to do. I think that's an important thing to say is referrals are still great, but today they need to be validated more. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. You know, the blocking of tackling of how you used to grow an agency. You're the president of the Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
You run the Little League in your town. All that stuff is good and still works. But you want to cast a wider net because if you get a referral, they will check you out. And there's a lot of barriers to doing that, though. Two in particular. One is everybody goes to a conference like this and then they go home and they go, okay, I'm going to get active on social. I'm going to start blogging. I'm going to start doing things. They sit down, they write half of a blog post, and then they just kind of throw their hands up in the air and they say, ah.
They get interrupted 15 times.
I'm not doing that anymore.
Right.
And so content's a big thing. And then in order to be successful online, website, social media, all of it, you need to manage a lot of different pieces of technology. And so those are the two roadblocks that we see keeping agents from taking their first step. And so you need to, I think, partner. Tim and I were just talking about this today. You need to partner with somebody that can address those issues with technology, but also address it with people.
Yeah.
Experts that can guide you.
It's a great point.
So
you want to add to that, Tim?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, I think there's the concept of the omni-channel communication, right? Yeah. It's email, social, your website. You can even do print, right? I mean, there's value in doing print.
It's funny how that was sort of like taboo for a while.
Right.
But now it's kind of like, oh, if you get something in the mail that's cool again, it's cool again.
That's right.
Yeah.
You start playing around with the form factor.
Exactly.
Ways,
exactly. Like,
that's kind of interesting, right? So I think it's great when you look at your practice and you're trying to figure out new ways to sustain as well as grow, think about omni-channel solutions and the work's happening for you behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing. And your clients will absolutely appreciate that as well as your prospects.
Yeah. Well, and I hate to do this, but I'm probably going to end up doing it. Dylan will say on every podcast, but I always say, you know, you go to a show and you get just bombarded with great information and you talk to all these great vendors and people that have great ideas. And it's like, like you said, Dave, I'm going to go back and I'm going to do all these things. Then you don't do anything. So I am just putting it out there for everyone. Go back to your office and do something. Like, it doesn't have to be everything, but either from this podcast or from Accelerate or some other show you went to or some webinar you listened to or whatever it is, take a piece of information that you got or an idea that you went, that would really help my agency, and see it through. You've got to be able to see it through. Okay.
I have one thing.
I thought I was talking, but Tim, go ahead. I insist.
I insist.
I was just catching my breath. I had said a lot of words.
No, I think you asked earlier what's best piece of advice.
Yeah. Right? Well, that's people that are
right?
Yeah.
So you're saying walk away, make something actionable.
Actually, let me interrupt you, because the last part of this podcast, which I do at the end of every podcast, is I'm going to put your recording in a time capsule and bury it. And when they pull it out, there's one big piece of advice that you can give. So you guys are next. So be ready for that. Go.
I think you can be right. So the toughest thing, we go back to our businesses and life takes over. Find an accountability partner, right? It sounds very cliched, but when I've gone to conferences or I've gone to events, find an accountability partner. It could be somebody on your team. It could be a peer of yours. And just keep the dialogue going post-conference to make sure that you're delivering what you committed to. And it shouldn't be 10 things. It should be one or two things that you are going to do to affect change in your practice or your life.
And the accountability, like you say, accountability part, that's something that you can take into any aspect of your life.
Right.
But in this case, like finding, if you're a principal, finding another principal. Maybe it's not in your geographic so that
right.
it's you're helping each other.
That's
if you're
right.
a CSR, a commercialized manager, whatever it is, find somebody in that realm, help each other. I think that's a great piece of advice. It's helped me in things that I've done where I've had people where I'm like, oh man, I got to talk to, in this
right.
case, my guy, JT.
Yeah.
I got to talk to him on Friday. I better finish that thing that I said I'd finish.
Right.
So you're held accountable for
you
it. I think that's
fail.
A great piece of advice.
When I think even when you come to these shows, I was at a show.
Hey, this is your big piece of advice?
Yeah,
okay.
I was at a show about a month ago, and Brad Jones, he's an independent agent from Texas, and him and I were just having beers, and he looked at me and he said, "What's your legacy?" That's powerful, and
yeah.
I think that's what every insurance agent should think of. What do you want your legacy to be? Is it we sell based on price? Is it
right.
we provide value? We give the best relationships. And I think every agent can go home from these shows and just start with that. What do we want this to look like? And some of our best clients, they start out with 3 to 5 campaigns, and even, you know, some of our power users, and anybody can, you know, call me and ask me about power users, but they've got 45 to 50 campaigns. And so they just started with that very small piece. What do I want my legacy to be? What do I want to go after? And then move on from there.
Dave, you?
I got it.
Yeah, let's go. Go Warriors.
Go Warriors. I think the thing that I would do, I think oftentimes agents get into this analysis paralysis type of thing. And so what I would encourage agents to do, whether it's adding on additional Vertifor products or investing in something like Agency Revolution or some other product that's out there, don't be afraid to make a mistake. Go out there and do something.
Yeah.
And if it fails, if you buy something and it doesn't work out the way that you planned, you're going to be better off for the next time you try something similar.
And I think what most people do, and I think, you know, we can even be, we even know people that have done this. It's like, this is a great idea. Let's add Agency Revolution. And then you don't use it. So to your point, Dave, get something, try it, fail fast. And the way
right.
you fail fast is by staying on it. Like, don't just go, yeah, like somebody in my office has got that. Like, no, see if it works. A lot of times it will, and then you're not failing and you're succeeding fast. But the other way is, you know, you can get that stuff out quick. Does that make sense? Is
Absolutely.
That kind of what you're
That's
saying?
That's exactly
yeah.
what I'm saying.
All right, so I think the best way to wrap this up, fun to have you guys. Thank you. I'll get you your checks for being on, you know, for being in a room with me after a while. But I think...
There's not a check big enough for this, by the way.
So I'd say the best way to kind of wrap it up is let's talk a little bit about, like, if, to me, the important part is, again, there's a personal relationship here. So I know you guys, I know you're genuinely good people that are trying to help this industry. So that's why you're on. That's why we had you, because I think it's an incredible story to tell when you've been in the industry for so long, new people that have come in that have shown a level of genuine belief in what we're trying to do as an industry. And this podcast is about advocating for our industry. So I would say anybody out there that's thinking about just even asking questions about marketing automation or technology or ways to better your agency, you absolutely have to get a hold of the guys at Agency Revolution. I mean, Justin and Dave are salt of the earth guys. I would say Tim, but Tim won't answer the phone, or he'll call you in 5 minutes. It'll be like 3 days later. You're still waiting for the call. But Justin and Dave, on the other hand, are great guys to talk to. And the stuff that they're doing in small little Bend, Oregon, to help agencies retain customers, build deeper relationships, bring in new business, build a brand, like Justin said, have a presence online, all of those things, it's really cool. And a small enough company that if you haven't heard of them, agencyrevolution.com. If you want to talk to somebody, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, I would say grow@agencyrevolution.com, and that'll get you to our team. By the way, that has a lot of great insurance experience, so you're going to be talking to somebody that's an expert. But grow@agencyrevolution.com.
Almost everybody on your team has either worked in an agency or at an insurance software company. I mean, is it like 7 out of 8 of your team or something like that? That's incredible.
Yep.
Yeah, so thanks, guys. I mean, awesome to have you. Great to have dinner with you guys last night. We'll see you at the rest of the show. And if you're ever at a show, try to find the Agency Revolution booth. They're probably there. And that's it. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you for listening to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast. And tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertafore.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at Vertafore.